mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to play this little 10-minute poem, "The Child Roland of the Dark Tower Came." I'm going to play this clip of this poor lady who thinks everybody's out to get her, and then everybody else is racist when what she's saying is clearly racist. From my TV show last night, although I was actually sitting in on Texas Frontline, but it really illustrates stuff. But that's coming up. For the next 15 minutes or so, we're honored to have Daniel Estolan, an investigative reporter. He's written a big article here, published in the U.S. in the Online Journal, onlinejournal.com, or link through at Infowars.com and see the photos in this 9-page report. He's been there for 13 years, working with Jim Tucker and others. He got a lot of inside information from sources inside the resort, population control, oil control, WHO people about, you know, coming pandemics. This is what he was hearing and getting from people that were serving them. Please continue, Daniel, with whatever areas you think are important for the listeners to know.
Just a couple of things. Well, first of all, just to finish up on the stuff on the energy conclusion, based on what these people were saying, we can expect a severe downturn in the world's economy over the next couple of years, as these people try to safeguard the remaining oil supply by taking money out of people's hands in a recession or, worse, a depression.
But again, that's their scam, their excuse to consolidate the wealth. They're creating artificial scarcity.
Exactly, but again, they will do it by creating a severe downturn in the world's economy. So we can expect that over the next couple of years.
While at the same time telling us the economy's great.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So you got from your sources, that's what they were saying?
That's what they were saying at the conference. We even have the names of the people, but I do need to confirm that first. So I prefer to go on again and tell you who said
what.
Oh,
yes, sir. Okay.
A couple of other things we were talking about. Now, something very interesting about the NGOs. I've covered this 3 or 4 years ago, and people were laughing at me.
That's non-governmental organizations.
Exactly, calling me a radical. But one of the funny things about the rise of the NGOs, a development ex-president of the United States, Bill Clinton, called one of the most remarkable things that have happened since the fall of the Berlin Wall. Now, ironically, Clinton's statement was picked up by the Wall Street Journal one day after the beginning of the Bilderberg Conference. Wall Street Journal is, of course, a paper always represented at their meetings by people such as Robert Bartley, who is a vice president, or Paul Guigot, who is editorial page editor. Now, these people have been, I've written this over 5 years ago, that the Bilderbergers have been debating to have for the first time unelected self-appointed environmental activists be given a position of governmental authority on governing board of the agency which controls the use of atmosphere, outer space, the oceans,
and then they can claim it's the people because it's some private group that they appointed, and
exactly.
The environmentalists are going to be used to set up neo-serfdom.
Exactly. Needless to say, the environmental movement, of course, is a Rockefeller scam, because to have the environmental movement, you need a lot of money, and only people such as Rockefeller can afford it. Now, according to the sources I have within the Bilderbergers, the status of the NGOs will be elevated even further in the future, and that is in the near future. The NGO activity would include agitation at the local level. They also talked about, at the conference, lobbying at the national level, producing studies to justify global taxation. That's something that Jim Tucker talked a lot about over the last couple of years, through the UN organizations such as the Global Plan, which is one of the Bilderbergers' pet projects for over a decade. Now, I've talked about this over 5 years ago. Now, the strategy is to advance the global governing agenda. It would include programs to discredit individuals such as myself, such as yourself, such as Jim Tucker, and organizations that generate...
So they openly talked about programs. Mm.
They openly talked about the NGOs, exactly. And I think this is the first time, as far back as I can remember, where they actually openly talked about it at the conference.
And so NGO, folks, is like taking a rent-a-mob and then giving it government power and claiming it represents the people.
Exactly. Now, the United Nations Environment Program, along with the with all the environmental treaties under its jurisdiction, would ultimately be governed by, from what I understand, a special body of environmental activists chosen, now look at this, only from accredited NGOs appointed by delegates to the General Assembly of the United Nations, who are themselves appointed by the President of the United States, who is himself a pet project of the Rockefeller CFR Bilderberg interlocking leadership. Now, this confirms...
We'll be right back. This is incredible.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Daniel Estulin is an award-winning investigative journalist who has been researching the Bilderberg Group for over 13 years. Estulin was one of only two journalists in the world who witnessed and reported from beyond the heavily guarded perimeter the super-secret meeting at the German rocket Egern, Munich, Bavarian, Germany, on May 5th and 8th. And what he got out of it was is that they're hammer and tongs accelerating their program, their frantic population control by the billions. Kissinger talking about this again, having the World Health Organization there, getting into how they're going to restrict our security, access to energy, to bring control, to consolidate power. You were running over this, and a lot of the same stuff that Jim got, but even more. Please continue, sir.
Well, one of the things about the NGOs, what these people are putting together, in a nutshell, would provide a direct route from the local on the ground, as they call it, NGO affiliates of national, international NGOs to the highest levels of global governance. Now, I'll give you an example. The Greater Yellowstone Coalition, which is a group of affiliated NGOs, not too long ago petitioned the World Heritage Committee of UNESCO asking for intervention in the plans of a private company to mine gold on private land near Yellowstone Park in the United States. Now, the UNESCO committee did intervene on behalf of these people and immediately listed Yellowstone as a World Heritage Site in danger. Now, under the terms of the World Heritage Convention, the United States is required to protect the park even beyond the borders of the park and onto the private lands if necessary. Now,
and then they link those up with other preserves. What they do is they say you can't build on your property, then the value drops, then they use government money to buy it. It's given to the Nature Conservancy and other holding groups. Then the restrictions are taken off, and they build shopping malls, golf courses. It's a major mafia scam, and Bush just signed back on to UNESCO.
That's it. You got it. Now, one of the things that I got from the conference, we have not yet identified the speaker, but according to somebody at the conference, and now if this thing is implemented, it will bring all the people of the world into a global neighborhood managed by a worldwide bureaucracy under the direct authority of a minute handful of appointed individuals and policed by thousands of individuals paid by accredited NGOs certified to support a belief system which to many people is unbelievable and obviously unacceptable. What else? Something else that they talked about, something that has been off the radar screens of American newspapers, is the Indonesia-Malaysia standoff. It was very briefly mentioned, not at the conference itself, but one of the coffee breaks. Now, it's a military and a political confrontation between these two nations in the petroleum-rich Sulawesi Sea, which both of these nations claim as their territorial rights. Was, again, the topic of a much animated discussion among several American and European Bilderbergers during the afternoon cocktail. Now, an American Bilderberger, according to our sources, waving his cigar, suggested using the United Nations to further a peace policy in the region, quote-unquote. In fact, the Bilderbergers at the lounge table next to him all agreed that such a conflict might well give them an excuse to garrison the disputed area with the United Nations peacekeepers.
And then we see articles in the New York Times a week after this, and we got this from Tucker, too, that, oh, the UN's got to get more aggressive about enforcing peace and start invading countries.
Exactly. Well, one of the things about invading nations, again, it wasn't mentioned per se, but it was one of the topics during coffee conversations, the necessity in the future to invade the United States or at least take on the United States patriots who are trying to defend the nation against the New World Order.
Now, stop right there from your sources. And again, folks, I've talked to Tucker. I've talked to others. The source we've got is a great reporter, works with Tucker. Tucker's got a sterling record on these forecasts. You're saying American patriots that are fighting this was brought up at Bilderberg.
I'm sorry, what did you say again? Could you repeat that, please?
Specifically, repeat what you said and give us more details.
What I said was that these people are playing around with the idea that when war comes, because again, I have never seen such aggression as at this year's conference against me, against Jim. I mean, these people, they followed me around. I live in Madrid, so I flew from Madrid to Italy, and from Italy, I caught a connecting flight to Berlin.
It's got to make them angry.
I'm very, very angry. They pulled me off the plane in Milan. Nine cops got on the plane, plus four Interpol guys got on the plane. They pulled me off. They questioned me for 2.5 hours. They know who I am. They have my photographs. They've had my photographs for the last 13 years. They told me that probably I would not be able to get into Germany because the Schengen Treaty doesn't apply to me because I'm not a European citizen, I'm a Canadian citizen. I got into Germany. Before I got on the plane, I called a few friends of mine, Italian journalists, who made enough noise that the German Foreign Ministry had to come out and publicly say that they had no idea who I was or why I was coming to Germany, but needless to say, they were not going to arrest me.
But I want to go back, though, because you said that sources said that they are wondering how to deal with, quote, American patriots aren't going along with this agenda. Tell us everything you know.
Well, the idea, again, is people are getting very, very violent, and they're getting very aggressive, and they're getting very serious. Their plans, they're not going as fast as they would have liked to. And what one of the things, again, it was not a discussion, one of the key topics of the Bilderberg Conference, but
it wasn't on the main agenda. You're talking about spies, people serving coffee, what they hear in the little sidebars.
Well, actually, we got it from the intelligence people, so I tend to believe them, first of all.
Specifically, tell us what you got from those guarding
the Bilderberg. What we got from these people is that in the future there will definitely be a conflict between the New World Order, the Bilderbergers, and the American Patriot movement, and as the United States forces, be it the Army, the Marines, the Reserves, the National Guard, most likely will not fire on their own citizens. They do need to bring in the United Nations to fight against the American patriots and to take over the country.
This is bone shattering. You're telling me that one of your sources in there told you this?
We got it from several sources.
And regardless, even of that several sources, even other security people are trying to scare us, it shows that they are talking about us and they're being given these orders to say this. So either way, it's a confirmed report.
These people are very, very serious, and they're getting very, very angry. I've never seen such pressing.
That's because their program is falling apart.
Well, it actually is falling apart.
Did you know that in the last month, the attacks on my shelf from 100 quarters and major magazines and newspapers is just unbelievable? I mean, we can really see this happening.
I want to just take a second out and tell you, Alex, that I think you have one of the best programs in America, and I am a faithful listener and a devout fan of everything that you do.
I didn't know that. Wow, I'm honored,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I've got to get you back on for several hours sometime. There's so much to cover, but any other bombshells you want to drop on us?
Let me see. Again, empowering the United Nations until it becomes a demure as well as a de facto world government, and advancing this goal by creating a direct United Nations tax on world citizens by taxing people of the wellhead, something that Jim Tucker has already mentioned in the American Free Press and his reports on the Bilderbergers, and I think he must have talked to you about it as well on your show.
They're openly calling for a world tax right now.
They are, exactly.
But you say they're getting very upset. That's what I'm saying. I think their whole program's in trouble.
Well, it is in trouble. I think, I'm not exactly sure because I don't live in the United States, but I think they're way behind schedule and they're getting angry. And I'm not exactly sure if it has anything to do with Rockefeller getting very, very old, and if there's anyone behind him who's ready to take over the whole movement. But for whatever reason, these people are getting very angry. They're getting vicious.
Well, that's what Jim has said, is that they're getting old and they want to see their plan come to fruition.
Well, they do. It will definitely not be in Rockefeller's lifetime. But I have never seen such anger directed at us in the 13 years that I've been covering this and talking to Jim in the 30 years that he's been doing this.
Well, that's because it's all over the news now. They can't cover it up anymore.
I hope so.
Well, I get death threats sometimes. Have you been threatened over this?
Well, they tried to assassinate me in 1996 when we broke the story about them trying to take over Canada to destroy the nation. And I almost walked into an elevator that didn't have a floor in one of the skyscrapers in Toronto, one of the intelligent buildings, as they call them. And that moment, one of the guards was called off, and somebody took over the levers of control and actually pulled the elevator up without the floor.
Really? You went and talked to the guards and found that out?
Well, I talked to the police, who got there, and miraculously saved by a friend, by one of the sources who was with me. And the police officer said to me that I was lucky to be alive, because he said blind people would never walk into an elevator without first checking to make sure that the floor is there. But us who have good eyesight, we just take it for granted that it's there, which is why so many people fall through a shaft.
Well, exactly. All the time I get off on the wrong floor when I'm in a big building. The door just opens, you just go in, or the door...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, sir, people can go to onlinejournal.com and read your amazing report and see your photographs, and they can link through to other sites. Just search your name, and people can see past reports you've done for major publications. Daniel, any other ways for folks to read your fine work?
Actually, I'm working on a book right now on the Bilderbergers, which will come out in Spain in September. And we have several offers from Portugal, from Germany, and I'll be looking at the United States publishers as well to get it out.
Well, I want to have you back on.
Chapter of it, and he loved it.
Sure, I don't want to wait till September. I want to get you back on in a couple weeks as you codify more of your reports and document them, and then I want to have you back on in September, okay?
Thank you for having me, sir.
Wow, thank you so much for coming on. Take care, Daniel.
It's my honor. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. There goes Daniel Estolan from Madrid, Spain, and we need a transcript of this immediately. We need to merge that with the interview we did a few weeks ago with Jim Tucker when he got back. We need a transcript of that as well. We haven't done that yet. We need that. Please help us, folks, get that done. We'll get this audio report posted by tomorrow at the latest. Coming up will be the phone call on a TV show I was doing yesterday. It's a little bit overdriven. I'm sorry. The audio was pretty good. Where I'm talking to this caller to show the mindset of how people really have their own racist views, but then think everybody else is racist, and how pervasive this is concerning the La Reconquista. Then we'll play that that Robert Browning Jr. quote and poem, and then cover some other news. Maybe jam a few calls in. I don't know if we'll have time. But right out of the next break, you'll hear this call to the TV show yesterday. And I just couldn't convince this poor lady. I mean, she's obviously a sweetheart, but she doesn't know how warped she is.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I had a couple of questions, and I guess I'll admit I have some kind of confusion, I guess, of everything that's going on. When I was at a university, and I won't mention which one it was, I was recruited by La Mecha. I've been to LULAC meetings. I've been to all that kind of stuff. And sometimes I agree with you, sometimes I'm not sure. Because
well, I mean, I got 100 videos, ma'am. I have the current mayor of L.A. saying all whites should leave and go back to Europe.
Well, I mean, okay.
But no, I mean, I have Lulac, I have Metcha, I have La Raza. I mean, Metcha's the worst, then comes the race, and then Lulac's, you know, but it's all, look, I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, I have to protect my civil rights here because let me just tell you one thing. I'm not trying to attack you, but I've faced so much discrimination in this country that who else is supposed to represent me when I get oppressed
by white?
Well, ma'am,
let me say this. It feeds on itself. It's going to cause white racism against Hispanics. This is what the globalists want. Yes, I agree.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know about that, you know, and I'll research that, but I'm not a violent person, but because growing up, you know, I was very oppressed, and that in me turned to anger.
Okay, well, tell me what happened to you.
Okay, growing up in school, I was ridiculed by teachers for speaking Spanish, and I learned English, okay? And I went on to a university. I never hurt anybody. I worked very hard here. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I get oppressed and mistreated in this country, and I do not. And you know, sometimes I feel like you're racist, and I'm not sure, but I'm not. I'm just saying that. And
say,
I don't
ma'am?
Defend Mexico because they're just as corrupt. And so I
mean, what did you just say a second ago?
That Mexico is corrupt.
You said something about racism.
Sometimes I've just faced so much racism here that I will not ever trust a white person, and I don't want to have you killed. But no, don't roll your eyes
Well, let me put you on hold. What do you think that was? What you just said? You can't ever trust a white person. I just said that. See, and you don't even know what you're saying. I mean, I got the Gus Garcia saying Hispanics are God race and the master race. I got to do more shows on this, ma'am. I'm gonna put a documentary together where it shows me protesting the Klan, the white supremacist, and that, you know, that's 6-7 years ago, and then I start protesting these groups, ma'am. I mean, I grew up in Dallas and had black people call me honky. I had black people attack me, pull knives and guns on me. I don't think blacks are all racist and hate me. I mean, I've been mugged by a black guy. Of course, he didn't like what happened to him, but the point is, let's just say he tried to mug me. The point here is that I don't think blacks are out to get me. Are there racist whites? Yeah, they're out there. Most whites are so gullible and full of guilt that it's the complete opposite. Believe me. But do you understand, ma'am? We're all the same group. You know, in Africa, the globalists play one African tribe off against another. In Ireland, it's Catholic against Protestant. They just find differences and play them. Did you know the Ford Foundation funded Hitler? Did you know it funds Metcha, La Raza, and the Reconquistas? Bush is all for it. I'm sure you know Bush is not a very nice person. Why is he for all this? You know what? I'm tempted to get her phone number and have her on as a guest sometime on the radio to really talk this out. Because, I mean, number one, the government doesn't want people to learn English so that they can keep you in little barrios and have local barrio bosses that tell you all the racial lingo but keep control of you. You need to learn English. It's the world language because British were pirates. I got a British name. They were the most aggressive, and they knew how to put lime in their water so their teeth wouldn't fall out, and the other navies wouldn't do it. So they had twice the naval power because their men were healthy when the other men weren't healthy, just because they had limes. Did you know that? We speak English because of the British put lime in the rum. Okay, so that's the world language, dear. That's the world language. They don't want you to have it. So your teachers ridiculed you. Believe me, it was because they cared about you. Okay? All right? Now, somebody might have been racist to you and called you names. Folks, I mean, I remember being out in redneck land visiting my grandma during the summer and having racist whites calling me names. You're probably some kind of Yankee. Believe me, white people are not out to get you. Actually, there are white bankers that are out to get you. They want to use you as a political tool. And we got loaded phones and we're out of time. Mason, I got to come back and do this some more, and I got to make a documentary to U.S. government trained Mexican commandos killing people. And who are they killing? They're killing Hispanics. Because they don't want anybody dealing drugs, but their cartel.
That's right, but their cartel. But, I mean, you heard her. You know, I just can't trust white people. I don't want to kill you. See, I'm very nice. I think you should be able to live. Unbelievable. And she sounded like a nice lady. See, she doesn't, because under multiculturalism, every other group's good but whites. out of the majority was Hispanics, then they'll be bad, the media will say. It's about the globalists playing us off against each other. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I mean, a couple segments ago, we had an award-winning Russian journalist in exile in Madrid. He's telling you, get rid of the borders, play all these groups off against each other, population control. The very groups that are for the La Reconquista, the Henry Kissingers and the Bushes, are the very ones we have their own documents signed by them saying they want to exterminate you Latin Americans. I'm trying to save you people! But you just be macho and you play along with your masters and see what they do to you in the end. Don't listen to old Alex Jones. I'm going to play this Robert Browning Jr. Little 12-minute clip, and then we'll take a few calls from Eric and Keith and hit a few news items, and we're done. Great Friday broadcast. But just briefly, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is out. It's the most powerful video I've ever produced. You've heard all the talk about it. You need to have a copy. This is something you need. Covers the police state, what really happened on 9/11, and who the globalists are, and the satanic order that they're members of. And you can get it as low as $14 when you get other videos. We got a bunch of other specials. You can get my last video, American Dictators, as low as $5.95. Oh, yeah, and it's a very good video. I just want to get these out to people. So go to InfoWars.com, look at the secure shopping cart, look at all the video clips, look at all the different specials, click on the special section, take action, and you support this broadcast at the same time. But that's a small caveat. My friends, it's time to get the film. It's time to make copies. It's time to get it out to people. Here's the toll-free number to order. They can answer your questions there as well and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all my films, a bunch of e-books, a bunch of other films, hundreds of my audio interviews, my weekly TV reports, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can also write to me and request a little brochure that lists most of the stuff we carry. So you can do that as well. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and play this Robert Browning Jr. poem. And it does two things before we play it. It illustrates how complex the language was, and some of it's nonsensical, 100-and-something years ago. And people were smarter back then. You ought to go try to read a newspaper from 150 years ago. I mean, I have trouble, and I'm pretty good at reading. But it also just kind of gets into tyranny and New World Order and life's journey. Here I am, playing poetry on the air. Go ahead and roll it.
Child Roland to the Dark Tower came. 1. My first thought was, he lied in every word. That hoary cripple, with malicious eye askance to watch the workings of his lie on mine, and mouth scarce able to afford suppression of the glee that pursed and scored its edge, had one more victim gained thereby. 2. What else should he be set for with his staff? What, save to waylay with his lies, and snare all travelers who might find him posted there, and ask the road? I guessed what skull-like laugh would break, what crutch gin write my epitaph for pastime in the dusty thoroughfare. 3. If at his counsel I should turn aside into that ominous tract which, all agree, hides the dark tower, yet acquiescingly I did turn as he pointed, neither pride, now hope rekindling at the end descried, so much as gladness that some end might be. 4. For what with my whole world-wide wandering, what with my search drawn out through years, my hope dwindled into a ghost not fit to cope with that obstreperous joy success would bring, I hardly tried now to rebuke the spring my heart made, finding failure in its scope. 5. As when a sick man, very near to death, seems dead indeed, and feels begin and end the tears, and takes the farewell of each friend, and hears one bid the other go, draw breath freelier outside. Since all is o'er, he saith, and the blow fallen, no grieving can amend. 6. When some discuss if near the other graves be room enough for this, and when a day suits best for carrying the corpse away, with care about the banners, scarves, and staves, and still the man hears all, and only craves he may not shame such tender love, and stay. 7. Thus I had so long suffered in this quest, heard failure prophesied so oft, been writ so many times among the band, to wit, the knights who to the dark tower's search addressed their steps, that just to fail as they seemed best, and all the doubt was now, should I be fit? 8. So, quiet as despair, I turned from him, that hateful cripple, out of his highway, into the path he pointed. All the day had been a dreary one at best, and dim was settling to its close, yet shot one grim red leer to see the plain catch its estray. 9. For mark, no sooner was I fairly found pledged to the plain after a pace or two, than, pausing to throw backwards a last view o'er the safe road, 'twas gone. Grey plain all round, nothing but plain to the horizon's bound. I might go on, Naught else remained to do. 10. So on I went. I think I never saw such starved, ignoble nature. Nothing throve. For flowers, as well expect a cedar grove. But cockle, spurge, according to their law, might propagate their kind with none to awe. You'd think a burr had been a treasure trove. 11. No. Penury, inertness, and grimace. In some strange sort were the land's portion. See or shut your eyes, said nature peevishly. It nothing skills. I cannot help my case. 'Tis the last judgment's fire must cure this place. Calcine its clods and set my prisoners free. 12. If there pushed any ragged thistle stalk above its mates, the head was chopped. The bents were jealous else. What made those holes and rents in the dock's harsh, swarth leaves, bruised as to balk all hope of greenness? 'Tis a brute must walk, passing their life out with a brute's intents. 13. As for the grass, it grew as scant as hair in leprosy. Thin, dry blades pricked the mud, which underneath looked kneaded up with blood. One stiff, blind horse, his every bone a stare, stood stupefied, however he came there, thrust out past service from the devil's stud. 14. Alive? He might be dead for aught I know, with that red gaunt and colloped neck astrain, and shut eyes underneath the rusty mane. Seldom went such grotesqueness with such woe. I never saw a brute I hated so. He must be wicked to deserve such pain. 15. I shut my eyes and turned them on my heart, as a man calls for wine before he fights. I asked one draught of earlier, happier sights, ere fitly I could hope to play my part. Think first, fight afterwards, the soldier's art. One taste of the old time sets all to rights. 16. Not it. I fancied Cuthbert's reddening face beneath its garniture of curly gold. Dear fellow, till I almost felt him fold an arm to mine to fix me to the place, the way he used. Alas, one night's disgrace. Out went my heart's new fire, and left it cold. 17. Giles, then, the soul of honor. There he stands, frank as 10 years ago when knighted first. What honest man should dare, he said, he durst. Good, but the scene shifts. Faw! What hangman hands pinned to his breast a parchment? His own bands read it. Poor traitor, spit upon and cursed. 18. Better this present than a past like that. Back, therefore, to my darkening path again. No sound, no sight as far as I could strain. Will the night send a howlet or a bat? I asked, when something on the dismal flat came to arrest my thoughts and change their train. 19. A sudden little river crossed my path, as unexpected as a serpent comes. No sluggish tide congenial to the glooms. This, as it frothed by, might have been a bath for the fiend's glowing hoof to see the wrath of its black eddy bespate with flakes and spumes. 20. So petty, yet so spiteful, all along. Low, scrubby alders kneeled down over it. Drenched willows flung them headlong in a fit of mute despair, a suicidal throng. The river, which had done them all the wrong, whatever that was, rolled by, deterred no whit. 21. Which, while I forded, good saints, how I feared to set my foot upon a dead man's cheek, each step or feel the spear I thrust to seek for hollows tangled in his hair or beard. It may have been a water rat I speared, but ugh, it sounded like a baby's shriek. 22. Glad was I when I reached the other bank. Now for a better country. Vain presage. Who were the strugglers? What war did they wage? Whose savage trample thus could pad the dank soil to a plash? Toads in a poisoned tank, or wild cats in a red-hot iron cage. 23. The fight must so have seemed in that fell cirque. What penned them there with all the plain to choose? No footprint leading to that horrid muse, none out of it. Mad brewage set to work their brains, no doubt, like galley slaves the Turk pits for his pastime, Christians against Jews. 24. And more than that, a furlong on, why, there. What bad use was that engine for, that wheel, or brake, not wheel, that harrow fit to reel men's bodies out like silk? With all the air of Tophet's tool, on earth left unaware, or brought to sharpen its rusty teeth of steel. 25. Then came a bit of stubbed ground, once a wood, next a marsh, it would seem, and now mere earth, desperate and done with. So a fool finds mirth, makes a thing and then mars it, till his mood changes and off he goes, within a rood. Bog, clay and rubble, sand and stark black dearth. 26. Now blotches rankling, colored gay and grim. Now patches where some leanness of the soils broke into moss or substances like boils. Then came some palsied oak, a cleft in him like a distorted mouth that splits its rim, gaping at death, and dies while it recoils. 27. And just as far as ever from the end, not in the distance but the evening, not to point my footstep further, at the thought a great black bird, Apollyon's bosom friend, sailed past, not best his wide-winged dragon penned that brushed my cap, perchance the guide I sought. 28. For looking up, aware I somehow grew, spite of the dusk, the plain had given place all round to mountains, with such name to grace mere ugly heights and heaps now stolen in view. How thus they had surprised me, salve at you. How to get from them was no clearer case. 29. Yet half I seemed to recognize some trick of mischief happened to me, God knows when. In a bad dream, perhaps. Here ended, then progress this way, when in the very nick of giving up one time more came a click as when a trap shuts, you're inside the den. 30. Burningly, it came on me all at once. This was the place. Those two hills on the right, crouched like two bulls locked horn in horn in fight. While to the left, a tall scalped mountain, dunce, dotard, a-dozing at the very nonce after a life spent training for the sight. 31. What in the midst lay but the tower itself? The round, squat turret, blind as the fool's heart, built of brown stone, without a counterpart in the whole world. The tempest's mocking elf points to the shipman thus the unseen shelf he strikes on, only when the timbers start. 32. Not see? Because of night, perhaps? Why, day came back again for that. Before it left, the dying sunset kindled through a cleft. The hills, like giants at a hunting, lay chin upon hand to see the game at bay. Now stab and end the creature to the heft. 33. Not here? When noise was everywhere. It tolled, increasing like a bell. Names in my ears of all the lost adventurers, my peers. How such a one was strong, and such was bold, and such was fortunate, yet each of old lost. Lost. One moment knelled the woe of years. 34. There they stood, ranged along the hillsides, met to view the last of me, a living frame for one more picture. In a sheet of flame, I saw them, and I knew them all. And yet, dauntless, the slug horn to my lips I set and blew. Child Roland to the dark tower came.
All right, my friends, the course is set, the die is cast. The New World Order is here and must be resisted, or I guess you can follow that path that leads to destruction and serve the New World Order. The denial needs to end. We need to face the facts. We need to realize what the New World Order in truth is. A cancerous boil on the soul of humanity, growing inexorably towards its final goal, the destruction of life, decency, and love.
executed by the Four Horsemen, my friends. That is the New World Order's game. Its sword is held above our heads. Will we resist or will we deny the sword as we see it in our eye? Will we resist or will we let them drop the sword and tell ourselves that it is life that impales our heart? The globalists are upon us. What are we going to do? The fight for humanity is real. The illusion is broken. And you are, every man, woman, and child of you that loves liberty and decency and beauty, you are on the battlefield, and you need to use your discernment, your love, your strength, and yes, your anger at evil to resist it and to stand up and to be involved at this crossroads in human history. Ever onward and upward, or will we be captured by the great dehumanization forces? We'll come back, take a few final calls, hit maybe one or two final news stories, and end this transmission for this Friday edition. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. And I'm Alex Jones, your host.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns.
Let's take a few final calls here.
The ring of fire.
Eric in California, go ahead.
Hey, the last time I talked to you, I was debating if the New World Order really exists. You know, there is proof beyond a reasonable doubt
And I know you have a lot of evidence about Bilderberg and other groups. I haven't come across that, but the evidence I have come across, and for, well, I mean, it's not like I'm disagreeing with you, but the evidence that everybody can look at and not deny is the fact that the Republican Party's logo has inverted stars. That is as simply a slap in the face. And I've noticed in the past you talked about how Stanley Kubrick and I don't know if there's other movie directors making films of showing, even though the fictional account, they're showing basically what many politicians are doing in their private life. And it's an absolute insult, and it's so hard.
Eric, let me just say this. I mean, world leaders call for world government. It's all over the newspapers. It's on CNN. So
they whitewash it. They whitewash it so much.
But, I mean, you say, is there a new world order? I don't know what you, I mean, that's like saying, is there an Atlantic Ocean?
No, I mean, it just seems so far-fetched. I mean, I'm not saying I disagree.
Well, have you read history? I mean, that powerful people want empires and control?
Yeah, but was it the New World Order? That's the thing, though.
Call it whatever you want.
Oh, really?
It's really the Old World Order. Listen, thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Keith in Texas, last caller. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Alex, I want to thank you. I'm calling you from Corpus Christi. And there's people here in Corpus Christi that want to thank you for being a soldier of this information war and pursuing this truth crusade that you're doing, Alex.
Well, I like to go to Port Aransas. How's the weather down there?
Hey, it's not too bad. But let me tell you what we're doing down here, Alex. What we're doing is I have a group of individuals who want to put together a micro-broadcasting station and put your station across with the information.
A lot of people are doing that. I don't do that, but there's ways to... I think you can go to RadioFreeAustin.org, sir.
Yes, I've been. I went to that. I talked to a Mr. Anderson.
No, that's the guy at the network. That's not who does that.
Okay.
No, Radio Free Austin's in Austin. We're on a lot of commercial stations, but there are micros in Texas and other areas.
Right. We wanted to start up one here and put across the information that you have. I wanted to speak.
Hey, I mean, did you want a contact for who does that? Because I can give it to you right now.
That'd be great.
RadioFreeAustin.org.
Okay. And, what I'd like to do is...
I don't do that, so I can't, you know...
Right. Okay, well, what we like to say, what we want to do here in Corpus Christi is to start our own radio-free Corpus Christi, actually.
And well, that sounds exciting, sir. Just type in Micro FM into a search engine, you'll find out all about it.
Now, your information, would we be able to put across that information as long as it's all right with the broadcaster?
Sir, the network isn't involved in micro-broadcasting. I think as long as it's not interfering with commercial stations, it's a great thing, and it's, you know, the airwaves belong to the people, and we're on a lot of them. But what you do is your own affair. I know the network basically turns a blind eye to it, but, sir, we're not involved in it.
Okay.
I know people who are, and they're great folks, but I don't do that, and the network doesn't do that. We don't run any commercial stations. We feed. We are a network.
Right.
And people get confused. They think the networks that are on commercial stations or on even micros are the networks, and that's not the case. This is the Genesis Communications Network. But I commend you, and it sounds exciting, sir, but you need to check out all the facts on it before you seek the Dark Tower. Anything else?
Exactly. That's it. I appreciate it.
All right. Exciting. Sorry if I sound frustrated. We're just out of time, and I wanted to get to newspapers still suffering big declines this year alone. 11.5%, 65% in the last decade. It's all going to alternative media. Poll, majorities say they'd likely vote for Hillary Clinton, showing how mindless people are.
I guess Bush will be good. Maybe he should be dictator to save us from her.
I'm out of time. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to the great folks that run the broadcast. Thanks to all our affiliates, commercial and micro. Media calls it pirate, just so you have a point of understanding what we're talking about. And all the sponsors, listeners, everybody, God bless you all.